Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners just like you make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly. It's episode 232, and I'm so glad that you're here today because I'm talking about the types of emails not to send to your customers and clients. What not to do, because I have this example of what a business sent to me, and you have to hear about it because it needs to wake you up. If you're going to be sending emails, you've got to put a little bit into them. So I'll explain. If you're new here, welcome. I'm so glad that you found this podcast. I have no doubt it's going to help you along your business journey. Whether you're in the idea stage, whether you're starting, whether you're in the growth stage, whatever it is, you are in the right place. And I'm so glad that you are here. Now, I want to make sure that you get plugged in because now you found this podcast. First of all, you need to follow the podcast. I know you just got here and you're like, what? Do I really need to follow it? But some of you have been listening a few times or even a lot of times and you haven't actually subscribed. Make sure you hit the plus button. Like if you're an Apple podcast, there should be a plus button where you can follow this podcast so that each week you'll get notified when I drop new episodes. Because if you don't do that, you may forget about the podcast and then you're going to miss out on all this valuable information. So make sure you do that right now as follow. The second thing you need to do is check out the free Facebook group. It's called Women Starting Businesses Doing What We Love. And you can scroll down right now in the show notes of this podcast episode and there'll be a link to the Facebook group. It is an awesome Facebook group of supportive women who are all using their gifts to build businesses doing what they love. Okay. So whether you're a service business, product business, whatever kind of business you have, this group is for you to support you so that you are no longer alone. You can ask questions, get feedback. I have fun posts each week just to keep you kind of accountable and focused on things. So make sure you click to get in that group. You'll have to answer three quick questions because it'll take you to the Facebook group. It'll make you answer three quick questions. And then I will soon approve you and you can be in the group. So I'm so excited. And then also I have some free downloads for you. If you're in the idea stage, I have a guide to help you with what type of business you're meant to start. If you're starting a business, I have a checklist to help walk you through the steps for starting your business. It's awesome. It's a handy one pager. So you'll love that. And then if you're in the early growth stages or you're trying to grow, maybe you've even been in business a little while and you just haven't had time to focus on growing, make sure you get my free podcast. I don't know how much longer I will have it. It's a free podcast called Consistent Sales Made Simple. So you can check that out right now too. If you're listening much later, it may not be in there. But today, if you're listening here in March of 2024, it is there and I want you to snag it so that you can learn on the go and get help for growing your business. So that's it. Thank you all so much. Shout out to my GrowGetters who are just a group of amazing women who are all building their businesses. And I am just so proud of each of you and can't wait to see you on our next Zoom call. And if you are here and you've been yearning to get coaching and have a supportive community by your side every step of the way, make sure you check out Grow Getters. It's down below as well because that's my group program for you. And I love it. I love it. I get to know all of you and help you. It's amazing. So anyways, that's it. On to the episode. Well, hello everyone. How are you? How is everything going in your business? I hope you are doing so well. I hope you're making progress and gaining momentum. I'm telling you now, there will be nothing more fulfilling besides your personal life of kids and family and all that, but there will be nothing more fulfilling in terms of something that you have accomplished as building a successful business. I'm not even kidding. You will be so proud of yourself at the end of this and so humbled that you get to use your gifts for something greater and help people. So I think it's amazing. I'm so happy you're here. Today, we're talking about how not to email your customers and clients. Now, I don't know how many of you are actually starting your email list or if you're actively doing this. I'm a core believer in email lists. They've worked very well for my businesses and they're my own audience that I have people's emails from. So it doesn't matter if social media bombs out or if podcasts blow up in a bad way, like they go away all of a sudden, or, you know, I have contacts that I have built over the years and I can contact you all when there's fun things going on with news, with tips, with reminders about podcast episodes. I'm sure you're probably going to get one about this episode. I use it for sales and promos and wait lists and all that good stuff. So I'm a believer in email lists. Do I think that every single new business right in the beginning has to have it? No, because I think sometimes there's other things you need to focus on in the beginning. It's kind of a case-by-case basis for business owners, but all successful businesses usually have an email list. I mean, think about any business you can think of. Like, I get emails all the time from businesses that I've signed up for: Lululemon, Athleta, Nordstrom, Target, everything, shoe stores, Amazon, all the time, all the time. Social media apps send me emails like Instagram or even TikTok and YouTube. Reminder, this person dropped this post or uploaded this video. I mean, email is still a key component of our everyday lives. I think most of you probably have email. Am I right? You've got to do things on email. People use it. The view rate of emails that you send is so much higher than the proportion of your like social media followers that actually see your posts. So email is hands down a fantastic way. It can be hard to manage. Sometimes you may be using email and using it in your business and finding that social media is better or some other way is better and you're spending too much time on email and it's not bringing you money. I get that. We can look at that. Like if you're in GrowGetters, we can analyze what's the best strategy for you. What's the best use of your time? Is this really working? But in general, for most businesses, emails is a key component to your marketing. It just really is. So I think we can both agree on that. Okay. There are cases where some of you may not need it right now, or it may not work for this time in your business. And that is totally fine. I'm never going to beat a bat over your head and tell you that you have to do this, but it's a great thing. Today, I want to talk about how not to email your customers and clients because of an incident that happened to me this last week. So Friday, I left, let's see, me and my daughter, we went to Houston, about an hour away to the other side of Houston to a dance competition. And I sat down, she was in something that Friday night doing something. I sat down, I was like, oh, I need to check some email because that afternoon I had been driving and all that and getting her there. I was like, I need to catch up on some work. So party hardy on my Friday night, checking some email from the hotel room, you know. Anyways, I open it up and I'm going to read it to you. Although I want you to know, I have an Instagram post because I had to post about it. Saturday, I got up and I was like, I have to share this with people. And that's why now I'm even recording a podcast episode on it. And I'm going to put the link down below to my Instagram post showing you the real email that I got. And I have some added information since I posted that video. So let me share with you, I'm going to read it to you, what this email says. Okay, so let me describe it first of all. The email came from a company that was local that provided a service. And I guess they sold products too. I'm not going to say who they are. I'd only been there once. And I honestly didn't even have the best experience when I was there that one time, but I got on their email list, okay? Because I'm a nerd and I like all this kind of stuff, you know, so I pay attention. Anyways, I get an email. It's just from them. And the title of the email says closed. That's the title of the email, closed. And I'm like, closed. I open it. Here it is. You have to see it. So you have to post on my Instagram after you listen to this episode and watch the video. Okay. Closed. And here's what it says. Thank you for your support over the past year. Due to unforeseen circumstances, the business has closed effective immediately. We are working with our attorneys to finalize the details of the closing. No logo. No signature from any owners. No, nothing. That's all it said. No photos, nothing. It looks like a Facebook little link. I don't even know if I should click it now that we're on this podcast. Actually, I take that back. I'm opening the email. The title of the email said news from this place. Okay, that's what it said. And now that I'm looking at the email return email, it's even a different one. Interesting. Anyways, that's what it says. And now I'm going to click, does the Facebook link take me to their Facebook page? It does. The Facebook page says nothing about the closures. Nothing about the closures on the Facebook page, that it has a link at the bottom. I don't know what is happening. I don't know what is going on. And that's it. It's the most bizarre thing. And I want you to know that this is not how you handle a closure, a leave of absence, a temporary closure, anything. Promise me all of you listening right now will not send a generic email that just says closed. Thank you for your support over the past year due to unforeseen. Like, it's completely generic. Now, one of my GrowGetters had actually replied to my post saying, oh my gosh, it sounds like something really bad happened. And I was like, she's right. Let's be empathetic. Maybe something really bad happened and they had to close. okay, I get that. It's sad all around that they didn't even, and maybe this is attorneys that sent this email. Maybe they didn't have time to come in and at least tell their customers. But you would think that on the Facebook page, there would be something. Their last post was like 3 weeks ago. So it's bizarre and it feels weird. I don't know if any of y'all have been following all the Kate Middleton stuff where things are being like squashed and we don't feel like we're getting the truth. Do y'all feel, has anyone gone down this rabbit hole at all? I did because I was at a dance competition all weekend and I found moments of scrolling on my phone and I got sucked in to the vortex of this whole conspiracies with Kate Middleton. Like, is her video real? Is it AI? Other stuff that's come out where she had that Mother's Day photo where it had been edited. Have y'all seen? Am I the only one? Am I the only one? This is what happens at dance competitions when I'm bored. I end up scrolling on social media, like a total time suck. But my point is, when things feel shady, they feel shady. They don't feel personal. They don't feel like someone's actually talking to you like it's an actual human being. It's not just like spitting out an AI email or like this automated corporate thing. If you're going to do email, no matter what you're sending out, promise me, pinky promise, you will make it personal. Ask yourself, when you're sending an email, how can I make this personal? Now, here's another side note. I said at the beginning there was an update. So I didn't realize that before this email was sent on that day that said closed, I realized that 4 hours before the closed email was sent, they sent like a promotional email asking to book their stuff. I'm not going to say what it is. 4 hours before a promotional email. So my point is, I don't know what happened to them. I feel terrible for them. I'm sure the owner is so sad. I don't know what happened. This whole thing is bizarre. It just feels icky. It feels icky and weird. Like, did they do something to someone? Like, what? And I don't want anyone ever getting this feeling with you. I don't want any of my clients ever to send emails like this because you have now given off a shady vibe and you are now not trusted and it feels very impersonal. Now, someone else might say, well, like this business, they're closing. It doesn't matter. What does it matter? Their business is closing. Well, people may know who the owners are. And if the owners ever want to buy another business, they're going to have this reputation, okay? And if they're in the community and people know who they are, it doesn't look good for them. Their reputation is on the line. So this is my message to you today. When you're sending emails, think before you send. Make sure you are being personal about it and you're not being shady and that you're being forthcoming. Okay, here's another instance where you may have something go on. Like, let's say we all know that companies have recalls on things, right? On my car, I just got a recall notice and they had a whole thing that we have protocol we need to follow and all that stuff, right? Right, we've gotten those emails. And a lot of times they're super good. Like, I got one for my car. I read the whole email. I analyzed it. Yes, I'm a nerd. And I'm like, okay, this is good. I love how they did this. We needed a part. They said, we don't even have the part right now, so we're offering to pay for you to get a replacement part until we can send you the free part, like going way above and beyond. So it was amazing. And I felt good and loved. I felt loved and cherished as a client and a driver of my car. I love my car. I'm obsessed with my car. And we splurged on a vehicle recently. My husband insisted, which was so sweet. I mean, how sweet is that? He insisted that I have this car and I'm just overjoyed and I absolutely am loving it and I'm taking care of it more than any other vehicle I've ever taken care of in my life. He's like, can't believe it. He's like, I cannot believe there's not crumbs in here. Usually you have granola bar crumbs in here. And I'm like, I know, am I not amazing? See, you can buy me nice things and I'll treat them well. Anyways, y'all know what I'm saying. My point is, when people are forthcoming, it feels better, right? We don't want shade on things. It's just like in crime stories, when you see them investigating people, right? And they're like interviewing different witnesses or doing, and then some people, you get a vibe. Am I right? Do y'all watch true crime, Dateline, listen to podcasts? Yes, yes. Okay. You'll know what I'm talking about. When some people are sus, you know what I'm saying? They're sus. I don't want you ever, look, I'm banging with my coffee cup. I don't want you ever being sus. Okay. So think about it today. If you're sending an email, whether it's just a promotional email, okay, it's not even anything bad. You're not closing. You're just like sending a promotional email. Make it personal. Everyone can sniff out AI, ChatGPT text, all this. It looks ridiculous. Don't do that. Be personal. Be yourself. Use your personality. Whatever it is. Like me, I'm a little spicy. I'm probably a little too cheery sometimes. And maybe that's overwhelming, but that's my personality. Okay. If you're serious, you're more witty, you're clever, whatever your writing style, maybe you're like, I don't even have a writing style. I'm not a writer. I'm just trying to send emails for people to buy my stuff. I hear you. That was me with my online boutiques years ago. I was like, I didn't even know what to put in the emails. I would just say, y'all, look at the cutest darn bags that just arrived, just in. We just got them in. They're in blue, black, and yellow. And people would respond and buy, right? So I talked as if I was in person, okay? Think about this email that these people sent about their closed business. Imagine if I'd walk up to the business and they looked straight out into the beyond my face and like looked way past me and was like, closed. The doors are closed. We are no longer open due to unforeseen circumstances. No thank you, no nothing. That's it. I would be like, okay, rude. Don't you appreciate it when people are like, I'm so sorry. We are so sad to say that we are now having to close. Some unforeseen circumstances have occurred and it breaks our heart. You all have been such loyal customers and clients to our small business and it means the world to us. Thank you so much for being a part of our journey and we're so sorry it had to end this way. There's a way to put it. And in my Instagram post that you can watch, I give you a full example. It literally took me 5 minutes. I wrote it out like a really nice, I think it's nice. Maybe you don't. I think it's a good email, but it was quick. I haven't revised it. I didn't mess with it. I wanted you to see how quick it can be to write something that feels personal. So if you want to learn from that, click on that Instagram post as well and leave me a comment. Let me know what you think. Have you ever gotten a post that feels shady, sus, impersonal, not forthcoming, all of that? It doesn't feel good, okay? So let's go back to you in your business right now. Maybe you sell services, maybe you sell products, whatever they are. Every time you send an email, say it out loud to yourself. And if you can't say it out loud because other people are on the phone or people are doing everything around you, read it aloud in your head. Okay. So it'll be silent to everyone else, but you read it aloud and be like, is this personal? Does this sound like a conversation versus a robot or AI? Okay. So make sure you do that. Then if you do have something, you're sick, you need a leave of absence, you've got to close down, you have a store and it has a plumbing leak, or you're like me. I've had a couple of instances recently where I couldn't be on a go-getters call because I had another doctor appointment because I'm still dealing with getting diagnosed. I feel like I'm closer now to some type of endocrine issue and I'm going through a battery of different tests now. I'm down a whole nother rabbit hole, right? And so a couple of things have come up where I've had to get into that doctor and it conflicted with something that I already had. I hope my grow-getters and other people know that when that has happened, I hope they feel that it's personal and I'm not just going, sorry, meeting canceled. Can you imagine if I did that to my grow-getters and like, meeting canceled today? Like what? Due to unforeseen circumstances, the meeting is now canceled. Instead, I'm like, y'all, I'm so sorry. I have something going on. I'm going to have to miss this week. I'm rescheduling for next week. I can't wait to see you all. Thank you so much for understanding. Y'all, communicate. And I'm telling you, from having this business here, being a service business, I've had to get way better at my copywriting skills, my communication skills, because I have clients that are depending on me. It's not like the old days where when I say old days, I'm laughing. It's, you know, when I had my boutiques where it was simply more transactional. They're ordering online. I'm behind the scenes. I'm shipping orders. There wasn't a ton of copywriting. Plus, we weren't on social media. But nowadays, all of you listen to me. Everything you are doing is copywriting. Everything on social media, on your emails, and all of it, you have to get good and personal and not be sus, not be shady, not be corporate, not be ChatGPT. You have to be personal and forthcoming about things. If things have to get postponed, delayed, closed, if you have to close a business, send a nice email. Your reputation is on the line in your community and for the future business that you may or may not start. It's like when they say when you leave a job, you never leave a job on a bad note because you never know when you may need those references or those people again. I remember my dad telling me that like 40 years ago. He left one job and he said, I tried to leave on the best terms possible. He went and tried something else and realized, no, he really wanted to be back. And it was easy for him to get back in with the company because he had left on a good note. He was appreciative of everyone. He was respectful and he taught me that lesson. So I hope that all of you do the same. And in any email correspondence that you send, stop before you do anything. It's kind of like when you tell kids before they cross the street, stop, look both ways. Okay. That's what you're going to do with your email. Stop, look all the ways. Is this personal? Is this my tone? Does this sound shady in any way or too salesy or too pushy or anything? And is it forthcoming? Is it being honest about something? Okay. As much honesty as you can give. Like maybe that business couldn't be honest. Maybe there's a lawsuit. Like who knows what is going on? But they could say, due to unforeseen circumstances, we are so sorry to say we are closed effectively. But instead, 4 hours before, they sent a promotional email and then they sent the closed. What if I had bought something 4 hours before? I mean, bad business. I think that's bad business. That's my opinion. Maybe they couldn't help it. And I'm not being mean. Please, y'all, don't take this as being mean or judgy. I just think it's a teaching moment. I think it's a teaching moment to realize what it does to people. Them not doing that has probably caused so much harm. And now here I am doing a podcast episode about it and an Instagram post about it to teach you all so you don't make the same mistake. Okay? Okay. So promise me today, pinky promise, you're going to stop, look left and right, look both ways before you send an email and just make sure it feels like you. I'm sorry, I'm repeating this 100 times, but I can't repeat it enough. Look both ways. Is this sound corporate? Does this sound ChatGPT? Is this in my voice? Is this my personality? Is this kind? Is this forthcoming? And then send it. Okay? Okay. We're all going to make mistakes though too. Let me just say that. I've sent stuff that after I'm like, why did I word it that way? That did not sound good. So nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not going to be perfect, but look both ways before you do it. So that's it. Thank y'all so much. And again, I want to invite you into Grow Getters today. If you're sitting here with your business going, you know what? I need to grow or something feels off or I need to get it together. I need some accountability. I need some coaching. Grow Getters is here for you. Scroll down, get on the wait list if it's not open at this time. I would love to welcome you in and support you. So that's it. Y'all have a great day. Bye now.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com. And yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much and have a great day. Bye.